I understand you've been doing an Irish state right before each session, and today is interesting because this is St. Columba, and I just came from where St. Columba rowed his boat up onto the shore of Iona, and so it's a wonderful place to be. But I'm not going to tell you only one more fact, and then I'm going to introduce Jean. One thing that happened to us when we were on Iona, Philip Newell was there. Susan recognized him on the ferry going over. Is he here? And who's here? And Philip Newell. I had a chance to talk to him several times. I told him all about you, all about us. He sends his blessings. He sends his love. He lives in Edinburgh, and he spends 1 month of the year in New Mexico. But I told him about this. I said, 80 people. I can't figure out how to get to us. He said, well, I am going to a wedding in Los Angeles in March. So we're going to be in touch with him no matter what book we're doing then. Let's see if we can get him. Anyway, he's a delightful man and sends his love. So it was interesting that I would have St. Columba today. This is a blessing by St. Columba, who's the founder and the first abbot of Iona. It's dated in the Abbey. There's lots of history. We'll tell you about that later. It's right off the coast of Scotland. Columba was a poet and a scholar and a writer. He loved solitude, but he also gave himself to his pastoral ministry and ministry work. This prayer that I have, of course, lots of it is myth, but lots of it is truth too. This is supposed to have been said to him right as he was said by him right as he was dying. This is St. Columba. See that you be at peace among yourselves, my children, and love one another. Follow the example of good men of old, and God will comfort and help you, both in this world and in the world which is to come. St. Columba. All right, now we're going to talk about Jean, and I have lots to say about her. She's an accomplished harpist, an instructor, performer. She received her BA from Cornell, an MA and a doctorate in mythological studies and deaf psychology from Pacifica Graduate Institute in Santa Barbara. She's lectured widely on the harp, and today she's going to be talking to us on music and Celtic spirituality, the harp as a link to the Celtic other world. Jean Martin.